for Yellowstone Public Radio News. Good evening, I'm Bree Ripley. Officials say nobody was injured and nothing was damaged as a result of the largest earthquake in the Helena area since 1935.
After a strong shake like this, damage assessment is done immediately to determine if there are any problems, and in this case, we're fortunate enough to find none.
Paul Spangler is the Lewis and Clark County Disaster and Emergency Services Coordinator, a position he has held for the past 38 years. He says after the initial 5.8 magnitude earthquake hit about 29 miles northwest of Helena in the Rogers Pass area, there were many aftershocks.
The largest were 4.9, 4.5, and 4.3. The last one was recorded at 9:30. Fortunately, the Lincoln area nor Helena suffered any structural damage. The Bureau of Reclamation, looked at all their dams. They assessed them for damage, and they found none.
Spangler adds that well water drinkers throughout the state should not be concerned with the quality of their water as a result of this morning's earthquake. Within an hour of the initial Lincoln earthquake, the U.S. Geological Survey says more than 5,000 people self-reported experiencing tremors, but nothing more severe than brief rattling that shook some from their sleep. Though there were multiple reports of grocery aisles collapsing and products flying from shelves in the Lincoln area, no injuries associated with the quake were reported to local officials. The USGS reports this was just one of 20 earthquakes in the area within the last week. Spangler reminds people that while earthquakes large enough to be felt are few and far between, preparedness is key.
And that's why we tell people they should have earthquake insurance, and they should be prepared to be on their own for at least 4 days with water and supplies.
Spangler adds that this year's the Great Montana Shakeout, an annual statewide earthquake drill, is scheduled for October 19th. Information on that can be found at our website, ypradio.org. Leaders of Montana doctors, nurses, and hospital groups today spoke out against the health care bill being proposed by Senate Republicans. Eric Whitney reports.
John Goodnow is the CEO of Benefis, Montana's second largest hospital system based in Great Falls. And he's no fan of the health care bill the House passed in May, nor does he like the Senate's proposed changes to it.
We went from horrid with a House bill to horrider with the Senate bill. So maybe we'll start back in the other direction now after the recess. We'll see. So.
The head of the Montana Hospital Association also said the bill would be bad for health care in the state because it would reduce the number of people with health coverage. A representative of the state's biggest physicians organization said, thanks to the Medicaid expansion, they're seeing people who had been unable to afford health care, and those people would be left without coverage if the Senate bill passes. Laura Terrell of Planned Parenthood of Montana, no fan of the Senate bill either.
This bill is the worst bill in a generation for women's health.
The panel organized by the Montana Nurses Association drew about 50 people in Helena. Its goal was to put public pressure on the Senate not to pass the bill that Republican leadership is working on. The Senate is back in session Monday. There is no set date for a vote on the bill. In Helena, I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke wants to streamline the process for oil and gas development on federal lands. Zinke signed an order today that mandates Bureau of Land Management oil and gas lease sales be held in each state on at least a quarterly basis. Zinke noted during a telephone press conference that under the Obama administration, BLM fell far short of that legally mandated limit.
Last year in FY16, BLM canceled or postponed 11 lease sales. And that was the second lowest amount of acreage available in 20 years. The lowest was in 2011.
Zinke's order also mandates faster and more efficient oil and gas permitting. He says federal statute requires the Interior Department and BLM to approve or deny drilling permit applications within 30 days. Last year, that process took an average of 257 days.
And when the statute was put in, about 30 days seemed reasonable, appropriate, in the best interest of the public. Obviously, we've strayed away from that.
The Associated Press reports some environmentalists criticize Zinke's order as a giveaway to oil and gas interests. Some 136 personnel are battling the July fire burning on Bureau of Land Management land south of Zortman. Winds have pushed the fire southwest away from Zortman, Landesky, and the Little Rockies Christian camp. It's burned more than 3 square miles in mixed timber and grass and has destroyed one structure and threatened 30. The fire started late Monday afternoon and at one point burned to within a quarter mile of Zortman. The fire is 25% contained. Its cause is unknown. Conditions are a concern for the region, with hot and dry weather expected for the next 7 to 10 days. Tribal leaders from Great Plains and across Canada have come together in opposition of the removal of the Yellowstone grizzly bear from the Endangered Species Act protection. The animal was removed from protected status last month. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke said the population has rebounded from as few as nearly 140 bears in 1975 to an estimated 700 today. More than 128 tribal nations have signed a Reclamation of Independence Treaty of Cooperation in the wake of the removal. Tribal leaders say they fear removing the grizzly not only will lead to trophy hunting of an animal they consider sacred, but it also comes as President Donald Trump has proposed the opening of more tribal lands for oil exploration and mining. A vaccine developed in Wisconsin has been shown to protect prairie dogs from plague, a bacterial disease that has sickened 3 people in New Mexico this year. The Wisconsin State Journal says researchers reported that prairie dogs that ingested vaccine baits were twice as likely to survive outbreaks of plague as prairie dogs that didn't get the vaccine. The vaccine was developed at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and the U.S. Geological Survey's National Wildlife Health Center in Madison. The 3-year study involved 58 colonies of grassland rodents in 7 states, including Montana and Wyoming. Scientists are now studying the use of drones and all-terrain vehicles to dispense the baits. Odessa College bull rider Brady Gray had arrived at the Wyoming Medical Center without a pulse after a bull bucked him to the ground and stepped on him, breaking multiple ribs, collapsing both his lungs, and bruising the main artery attached to his heart. Doctors gave Gray a 60% chance of not leaving the hospital. 3 weeks later, yesterday, he walked out pulling an oxygen tank. Gray is a native of Australia. He was competing in the college national finals rodeo with his parents in attendance when the bull bucked him. Gray and his parents will head back to Odessa, Texas before seeing another doctor and then flying home to Australia. Gray said he expects to return to bull riding after taking, quote, 6 to 12 months off to make sure everything is healed right, unquote. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies tonight with some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. Lows in the low 50s to mid-60s. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory from noon Friday through Saturday night for the Flathead, Mission, Missoula, and Bitterroot Valleys, along with the lower Clark Fork region, because of a prolonged heat wave combined with persistent cloudy cover producing much warmer than normal overnight temperatures. Sunny to partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s to upper 90s. This is YPR News for Thursday, July 6th. Have a good evening.